representing the city of Chicago. We have Senior Corporation Counsel for the City of Chicago, Illinois, the President of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois, and a board member. Here is Patty Chang.
Thank you, Dr. Maurer. I'm sending a hello to Leanne Main over the stream. Leanne has been here for years and she's homesick this time. She will love the fact that we say hello. Hello, Leanne. The old adage says, one step forward and two steps back. I want to talk to you about one step back and two steps forward instead. I know you're all expecting that I shall share war stories about the infamous state of Illinois and the equally well-reputed city of Chicago. I have a few of those, but would just as soon not perpetuate that particular mythos. My state and city get enough bad press as it is. Instead, I want to speak to you about something a little more personal that most of us can relate to in our everyday lives. I focus on blindness and its impact on representing the city of Chicago. I have been with the city for more than 20 years. The first 10 years, I worked as an assistant corporation counsel. I started in traffic court and I moved to housing court. In 1998, I was promoted to the position of senior assistant corporation counsel and assigned to supervise the administrative law unit. My unit handles housing issues before the City of Chicago Department of Administrative Hearings. If you've been listening this week, you will guess that on my job, I use adaptive techniques. I travel to court and to work utilizing a cane. I take notes with Braille. I access handwritten material with a reader. My screen reading software is JAWS. These are essential tools. They allow me to competently handle cases and supervise others. Beyond these tools, how do I perform as a blind attorney? We hope confidently. Most of the time, blindness is not an issue. I prosecute housing court cases which allege that building owners have violated the building, fire, or zoning codes of the City of Chicago, and I supervise others who do the same. I serve on committees at work and provide advice and counsel to client departments. At any given time, I am supervising from 6 to 10 law clerks and from 4 to 6 attorneys. Most of them are new graduates from law schools and have been attorneys for fewer than 3 years. I usually don't think about the use of adaptive techniques. My employees, when asking a question, will often read some text to give it context. If they want to know if an upright that is pulling away from a building poses a danger, They read the text of the violation and ask the question. Neither of us thinks about how we're doing it. We simply get the job done in whatever manner works. If I stop and think about it, however, I realize that we have come a long way when one of us can be promoted by sighted people to supervise sighted people. We have come a long way when any of us has the authority to work to protect the public health, safety, and welfare. I make decisions every day that can affect people's livelihoods, quality of life, and even safety. Some of our cases involve life and death issues. Hence, I marvel at our two steps forward. We can feel good about how far we have come. We thank those who have paved the way for us. I have heard that Dr. Tenbrook, in one of his teaching positions, was not paid. He had to prove himself to the university without pay to earn a position. I have never had to do that. We, as blind people, took two steps forward. My employer requires attorneys to occasionally inspect properties. Now, we don't prosecute the best properties in the city of Chicago. We prosecute property owners who own problematic properties. So you can imagine that I have walked a few bad porches. I have explored four-story buildings under construction. Many of them have no ductwork yet and boast numerous unprotected shafts. Imagine a property with 4 feet of sewage in the basement. Imagine a roach nest falling on your head. I can recall both vividly. I marveled that my boss never thought twice about sending me out on these inspections. I never heard that insurance might be a problem or that I might get hurt. Two big steps forward, right? Then consider my shock when the same boss informed me that in a fire or a fire drill, I was to wait for a fire marshal to escort me out of my office and down the stairs. I explained to no avail that I had children. I planned to get out like everyone else so I could be there for them. My boss remained unconvinced when the contradiction between sending me out on inspections and expecting me to wait was pointed out. I even offered to assist her in smoke and fire. After all, I would be better equipped to maneuver since she was not used to maneuvering without her vision. I finally ended this argument by quoting the ADA and electing to opt out of the offered accommodation. She didn't like it, but she had to live with it. This situation still puzzles me. I have inspected terrible buildings in bad neighborhoods while quite pregnant. How can you send me out to climb unfinished buildings, which sometimes have no outer walls and have openings directly to the outer air, and not expect me to travel downstairs in my own place of employment? Two steps back, and what do? You don't work alone. We keep working together. We keep changing attitudes. We join the National Federation of the Blind, which allows us to speak in tandem on these issues. We take two steps forward as the blind speaking for ourselves. Then we experience the occasional punch to the solar plexus. I work predominantly in the area of administrative law. The Illinois State Bar Association has section councils upon which lawyers sit who are experts in their field. One of those is the Administrative Law Section Council of the Illinois State Bar Association. Since I work in such a specific area of law, I have been able to develop expertise, and I am a recognized expert in municipal administrative law in Illinois. In the 1990s, I volunteered for several years to serve on the Administrative Law Section Council. Generally, if someone with expertise volunteers, they will be appointed. Somehow, my appointment letter never came. I knew there were openings on the section council. The chair of that section council at the time and I often fought in court. I knew her fairly well. She and I visited the president of the Illinois State Bar Association and asked him face to face why I could not gain an appointment. No answer was forthcoming. But despite the lack of an answer, my appointment letter came shortly thereafter. After being appointed, I diligently wrote articles, attended meetings, served on committees, and the like, so that I could prove that the appointment had been appropriate. It is still the case that all of us are measured by one of us. I want to make it easier for the next blind attorney, just like Dr. Maurer, Dr. Tenbrook, and others have paved a path for me and passed the torch to my generation. Recently, a different president of the Illinois State Bar Association appointed me to serve as secretary of the Administrative Law Section Council. Secretaries serve for 1 year They are automatically promoted to the position of vice chair the next year and chair of the section council the year after that. I was pleased. The Illinois State Bar Association, which had overlooked me, I think because of blindness, now wanted me to chair a section council. Two steps forward, right? We teach continuing legal education courses as part of our duties. In May, we traveled to Springfield to teach a continuing legal education course. I was assigned to address the topic of the City of Chicago's Department of Administrative Hearings. 10 minutes into my presentation, I hear, "Ma'am, ma'am, do you know that you're only 4 inches from the edge of that platform?" What a punch. What a punch. This man cannot see past my cane enough to listen to me, even when he's paid for the privilege. I had followed Dr. Jernigan's practice of checking out the room ahead of time. I responded, "You don't know this, but I came in early and I examined the room ahead of time. But I don't mind making sighted folks a little nervous." "But I don't mind making sighted folks a little nervous. So how about this?" And I moved my foot the 4 inches to the exact edge of the platform. I finished addressing this helpful gentleman by telling him that I would be more than happy to discuss blindness with him at the end of the presentation if he wished to stay. One step back. Very disappointing that someone can watch me mount the stairs to a platform, read from a braille note, and still fail to comprehend that I might have a clue of where I am in space. Now, he meant well. He really did mean well, but his misplaced assistance was no easier to swallow. I still felt like I'd been punched. I still felt like I'd been sucker punched. On the other hand, maybe this was two steps forward too. Bill Price is another attorney who serves on the section council. I had failed to break Bill of the habit of telling me every step, every turn, and every rug, every time we walked anywhere together. Our discussion of the continuing legal education program allowed me to talk to Bill about it without his being defensive. He is now down to telling me every other turn and every other rug. I'll take my two steps forward where I can get them. At this point in time, I have probably supervised 200 to 250 attorneys, new attorneys, in the state of Illinois. All of them have seen a blind person as other than dependent and helpless. To put it bluntly, they have seen one of us in a position of authority with the power to affect their careers. Now, I hope that I have evinced competency, but I hope even more that now at least some of them are willing to hire blind applicants. If so, we have collectively taken 2 steps forward. Working to make the Kindle accessible without special registration or higher fees takes us forward into the mainstream of life. Our quiet cars legislation moves us forward. The Braille campaign increases the literacy of our own. Better education leads to more opportunities to stride out and take those forward steps. We will continue to work for full and equal access to all aspects of life. We will not move forward with each and every step we take. But whenever we join together, we are a force to be reckoned. We take 2 steps forward more often than we step back. As a collective voice, we will be heard, and we will keep the momentum moving in the right direction. Let us continue marching forward and taking those steps as the largest group of the organized blind in the world. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. That's good. Very good.
Thank you.